Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Our own Casey Shepherd talking with Dr. Rosalind Biggs about fall calving in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and springbred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Talking today with Dr. Rosalind Biggs from OSU. Fall calving season is upon us. It's always kind of a scary and exciting time for producers.
Absolutely. We're busy kind of wrapping up these fairs, and everybody's gearing up for calving. I'm ready for some cool weather. I could use some rain at both of our places, but I'm looking forward to fall.
Well, let's talk a little bit about producers that are planning for fall calving right now. What are some of the most important things they can be doing to just really just make sure they have everything ready?
Absolutely. You know, it's a busy time of year, right? Especially if you've got kids. And so making those early preparations well in advance is the way to go. And I think that starts at the most basic level. I need to do some record reviews to know, okay, when am I expecting those calves? I need to be able to keep those records going forward, especially as we've talked about. You know, I want to know, did she have a heifer calf? Did she have a bull calf? Did she have twins? I want to be able to look back on that information and align that so I can make some adjustments next year if possible. So records are going to be an important thing, looking back what I have in preparation and then being prepared to take records moving forward. Also want to make sure that I've got the pens ready to go. I've got the equipment ready to go. I've got those facilities set to make any needed repairs before it's 2 a.m. and you're trying to get that heifer in there and, you know, the gates don't work or we can't get her loaded to go somewhere for additional care.
What are some things producers can do too, especially like maybe if they have not had, if they've got a heifer or a cow that they've not had before? I know producers don't love getting up in the middle of the night because everybody values their sleep. Are there any tips that you can get those cows to maybe calve during the daytime hours?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had some research that happened right here at Oklahoma State about feeding in the evenings. And that I would encourage folks to take a look at that and change those feeding patterns if you haven't already, because that will increase the calving during the daylight hours.
And makes it so much easier on everybody.
Absolutely. Nobody likes those 2, 3, 4 in the morning, 4 a.m. calls. And, you know, it's nor do I want that shift if I'm the one having to check heifers in the middle of the night.
Well, speaking of that and some different calving tips, is it pretty important? Like I would assume, because you're a vet at this point, you're probably on speed dial for a lot of producers that may need your help in the night or
right.
The day.
Yeah, you want to have those relationships built in advance, and people are probably tired of hearing me say that, but you want to build those relationships in advance. We know we have we've got a limited number of veterinarians to at this point, and we're working on that from the OSU perspective, but we've got a limited number of veterinarians. And you want to have those relationships built in advance, because actually many veterinary clinics and hospitals are not going to take after hours calls, those emergency calls, unless you have a client relationship established. And so those are things we need to have the discussions now and ready to go. And we need to know, you know, it can vary. Am I calving out heifers? Am I calving cows? Or am I dealing with, you know, a certain segment of the industry that maybe needs more oversight? Our show females are one that we want to take maybe a closer look at because they can traditionally have a few more calving problems. And then also look at our investment. If we're calving out recips that have high value embryos, that's going to be a little bit more intense for most operations than it would be others.
Veterinarian Dr. Rosalind Biggs from the College of Veterinary Medicine at Oklahoma State University. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Red, White, and Baldy female production sale from Bowling Ranch coming up Friday, October the 8th at noon at the ranch near Newkirk, Oklahoma at 9201 East State Line Road. They'll be featuring 40 Hereford and Red Angus registered females and 130 commercial and open heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553 or go to bowlingranch.com for more details. You can also watch the auction live at dvauction.com. The Red, White, and Baldy female production sale coming up Friday, October the 8th in Newkirk.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.